Welcome to the Royal Albert Hall, and as the London Olympic Games draw to their conclusion, here at the Proms we've a spectacle of our own to enjoy. An evening of epic myth, a cycle of Danish poems based on a 14th century legend, transformed into one of the great choral works of the 20th century by Arnold Schoenberg. This performance of his cantata Gurrelieder, or Songs of Gurra, brings together substantial forces, some 50 woodwind and brass instruments, 4 harps, 12 percussion players, and a gigantic body of strings that bumps up the orchestral total to around 150. And that's before we add in 6 soloists and a chorus of 320. Tonight, the BBC Symphony Orchestra and BBC Symphony Chorus are joined by the BBC Singers, the Crouch End Festival Chorus and the New London Chamber Choir, with those soloists and a speaker, all conducted by Jukka-Pekka Saraste. Now, ironically enough, for a work that lasts very nearly 2 hours, Gurrelieder began life as a modest song cycle with piano for a competition in 1900, when Schoenberg was only 25. He'd come across Gurrasange, a cycle of poems by the Danish writer Jens Peter Jacobsen, and started by setting just a few of them. But as he went on with the project, which he never submitted to the competition, incidentally, he became more and more interested in expanding its scope and its scale. And it was worth remembering that he'd never before written for large orchestra or chorus. He simply kept adding to the work until most of it had been sketched out. In 1903, though, reality intervened. The massive job of orchestration had to be shelved while Schoenberg got on with other things, not least getting married, having a family, and of course experimenting with atonality as he developed and refined his musical style. He didn't return to Gurrelieder for another 7 years, and the finished work finally had its premiere in Vienna in 1913 with great success. Gurrelieder is in 3 parts, which we'll hear tonight, sung with a very short break between each section. It relates the medieval love tragedy of Valdemar, King of Denmark, and his illicit love for a young girl, Tove. Part 1 begins with 9 songs sung by the lovers, Valdemar, the tenor Simon O'Neill, and Tove, the soprano Angela de Nooke. Their love is conveyed by Schoenberg with lush writing for orchestra to match the ecstasy of Jens Peter Jacobsen's language. With twilight muffling every sound on land and sea, the pair meet at Tove's castle of Gurra. They sink ecstatically into each other's arms. But this idyll is tinged with ominous shadows. "We go to our grave like a smile," sings Tove, dying in a rapturous kiss. And those words turn out to be all too prophetic. We learn that Valdemar's jealous consort, Queen Helvig, is well aware of her husband's nighttime assignations. A huge orchestral interlude describing the lover's passion is interrupted by cries of distress from the wood dove, the mezzo Caterina Carneus, who relates the shocking news that the queen has had Tove killed. Part 1 of the work ends with the story of Tove's death and burial, and the spectacle of the king, bereft and utterly broken by grief. Well, while I've been relating all that, as you've heard, the members of the BBC Symphony Orchestra have been making their way on stage, and as I said, a huge orchestra too. And the members of the chorus, who, although they don't sing until later in the piece, are already in their places in the choir stalls, and those seats are quite often taken up by members of the audience. Not today, though, because the chorus is so gigantic, there's simply no room for any more on stage. The orchestra members taking up just about every available inch of space. The players just putting the last finishing touches to their tuning. And the orchestra now greeting the arrival of Anna Coleman, the leader of the BBC Symphony Orchestra. So to begin this evening of music, Coming on stage now, the tenor Simon O'Neill, who sings King Valdemar, the soprano Angela Danilka as Tova, and Katerina Karnaeus as the Wood Dove, with Jukka-Pekka Saraste to begin part one of Schoenberg's Gurrelieder.
Thank you. Thank you. einst als Tod, wird eng um mich das Leichenlachen ziehen, wieder die Korden wieder und bleibe mich gleichen im Späten und mich im Schmerz gebunden mit Schrott.
The voice of the wood dove singing at the end of part one of Schoenberg's Gurrelieder, lamenting the death of King Valdemar's beloved Tove at the hands of the vengeful Queen Helvig. Night rests upon her eyes, which were the king's day. Her heart is still. In this Proms performance, live on BBC Radio 3, Jukka-Pekka Saraste conducts the BBC Symphony Orchestra. The tenor, Simon O'Neill, is King Valdemar. The soprano Angela de Noka, in her Proms debut, was Tove, and the mezzo Katerina Carneus was the wood dove. In part two of Gurrelieder, a comparatively short section between the monumental outer segments, King Valdemar's grief overwhelms him. He cries out in despair to the god who's deprived him of his only joy, his beloved Tove. And he rejects God as a tyrant, vowing to don a jester's cap and spend his life mocking his master rather than worshipping him. And after part one, the player's just taking a moment to tune. Gives me time to remind you that you can find the programme notes for this prom via the Proms website, and that's where you can also hear the Proms music guide for tonight and listen online to the concert in high definition sound. And the orchestra are just putting the finishing touches to their tuning. We're going to be entering in a little later into a very different style of writing from Schoenberg, and something he was perfectly well aware of given the enormous span of time between the start of the work and the end. I revised only a few places, he said. Everything else has remained as it was, including a number of things which I should have preferred a different way. The premiere of Gurrelieder gave Schoenberg his biggest public success. He certainly hadn't had that kind of reaction to the music he'd been writing just prior to the work's first performance, and he certainly never experienced that level of acclaim again for the rest of his life. Members of the orchestra poised instrumentation, as I said before. Absolutely enormous for this piece, a large percussion section. We've heard some of them in action already this evening. And plenty of unusual brass instruments too, including contrabass trombone, Wagner tubas, and a bass trumpet, together with 10 French horns. And I think a moment of adjustment in the silence for Jukka-Pekka Saraste's music stand. And after that's been completed to his satisfaction, we'll be ready to begin on part two of Gurrelieder.
ganzen Freistadt, wie ich meinen Glück erfahr.
King Valdemar, the tenor Simon O'Neill, raging at God at the end of the second part of Schoenberg's epic cantata Gurrilieder, resolving to mock his lord after the death of his lover Tove. The BBC Symphony Orchestra is conducted by Jukka-Pekka Saraste. Well, the final part of Gurrilieder opens within the depths of the forest. Valdemar is now dead, but exists as a phantom, condemned to relive a nightly wild hunt, accompanied by a ghostly crew of attendants, an eight-part male chorus. An onlooker at this macabre spectacle is a terrified peasant who describes the apparitions as they pursue their crazy ride. A new character enters, the fool Klaus, who mocks Valdemar just as the king mocked God. But dawn is breaking and the ghostly huntsmen slink back to their graves. All they want is rest. The final section begins what Schoenberg calls a melodrama, his first ever use of musically inflected spoken recitation, or Sprechgesang. The speaker explains that only the summer wind can banish the phantoms of the past. Nature will sweep all away, and the work ends with all the choral forces united in an electrifying hymn to the sun. Neil Davis, Geoffrey Lloyd Roberts and Wolfgang Schoener coming on stage with Simon O'Neill for the third part of Gurrilieder.
klappet und klagt. Schwert und Heer durch die Nacht getragt. Rasen wieder vom Hegel weit, über den Brüchen die Königkeit. Übers Ohr!
seltsame Vogel ist von all im Wasser lebt er meist. Kommt doch mein Mondschein dann und fangen vor, fangen verreist. Was sang ich oft meines Herren Gästen? Nun, aber was hab ich selber am besten? Ich halte jetzt kein Haus und lieber euch es schließt und lud auch niemand ein und verlust und lernte nicht. Und dennoch zählt an mir man unverschämt erwischt. Drum kann ich auch nichts bieten, ob ich will oder nicht. Doch dich schenk ich meine nächtliche Ruhe, der mir den Grund kann weisen, warum ich jeder Mitternacht den Tempel muss umkreisen.
Und vollend werd ich
Yeah.
Gänsefuß, Frau Gänsekraut, nun duckt euch nur geschwind. Denn des sommerlichen Windes will die Jagd beginnen. Mücken fliegen ängstlich aus dem schilfdurchwachsenen Hain, in den See grub der Wind seine Silberspuren ein. Viel schlimmer kommt es, als ihr euch nur je gedacht. Nun ist schaut in den Buchenblättern lacht, das ist St. Johannesburg mit der Feuerzunge rot und der schwere Wiesennebel ein Schatten bleich und tot. Ich wogen und schwingen, ich ringen und singen. In die Äden schlägt der Wind in deinem Sinne, dass das Gott entfühlen wird. Mit den langen Beinen fiedert die Spinne und es reißt, was sie mühsam geweht. Höhenriese der Tau zu Tal, Sterne schießen und schwinden zumal, flüchtet und raschelt der Falter die Hecken, springen die Frösche nach feuchten Verstecken. Hinauf über die Bäume schwingt er sich nun in lichtere Räume, denn dort oben die Traum so fein meint er, müssten die Blüten sein und mit seltsamen Tönen in ihres Laubes Kronen müsst er wieder die schlanken er frei zum blanken Spiegel des Sees. Und dort, in der Wellen unendlichem Tanz, in bleicher Sterne wieder Glanz, fliegt er sich friedlich ein. Thank you. ich Marienkäferlein und bitte deine schöne Frau um Leben und Sonnenschein. Schon tanzen die Vögel am Klippenecke, schon schleicht im Grase die bunte Schnecke und regt sich, weil es Vogelschar, kaum schüttelt die Blume vom lockigen Haar und späht nach der Sonne auf. Erwacht, erwacht, der Blume zur Wonne.
Thank you.
The sun rises to banish night, and all of nature awakens to joy. At the end of Schoenberg's Gurrelieder, a transcendent finale. Performed here at the BBC Proms by the BBC Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, the BBC Singers, the Crouch End Festival Chorus, and the New London Chamber Choir. Jukka-Pekka Saraste conducted, and back on stage with him, all tonight's soloists. Simon O'Neill as King Valdemar, Angela Danuka as Tova, and Katerina Karnaeus as the Wood Dove, Neil Davis as the Peasant, Geoffrey Lloyd Roberts as Klaus the Fool, and Wolfgang Schirner the Speaker. Angela Danuka making her Proms debut tonight as Tova. She's a leading light of the Vienna State Opera with a very eclectic repertoire. She sings jazz as well as Wagner, Janacek, Richard Strauss and Korngold. And I must mention Katerina Karnaeus looking suitably dove-like with a diaphanous white stole around her shoulders, singing the part of the wood dove. Born in Stockholm and studied here in London at Trinity College of Music, she too is headed for a season of Wagner next year. In fact, as are all of tonight's soloists. New Zealand-born Simon O'Neill, a great Wagnerian. He's singing Siegmund this season in engagements around Europe and America. And the speaker, Wolfgang Schirner, following in a long line of very distinguished performers. Here he is coming back on stage now. He's a bass baritone who joined Stuttgart State Opera in 1973, and he's still closely associated with the company. And now coming on stage, the chorus masters. Stephen Jackson, chorus master of the BBC Symphony Chorus, David Temple of the Crouch End Festival Chorus, and Jeremy Summerly of the New London Chamber Choir. And that great cheer is for all those chorus members. And the members of the BBC Symphony Orchestra applauding and being applauded by Jukka-Pekka Saraste, who I must say has remained fantastically cool, calm and collected throughout this massive work. He's asking the various sections to stand. Sterling work done by the brass, the woodwind, percussion, timpanists, the harps, four of them, and all of the strings. This enormous orchestra, you may have heard some of the players earlier saying that never in their careers have they played with such enormous forces on stage. Well, the applause here will go on for a while, but there we leave you and return for the rest of this Sunday evening on Radio 3 to Katrina Young back at Broadcasting House.
Thank you, Penny. That was Penny Gore. And there's another chance to hear tonight's prom on Friday week. That's the 24th of August at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And of course, we'll be back at the Royal Albert Hall many times before then. Our next visit is for the prom tomorrow evening when Susanna Malky conducts the Philharmonia in music by Prokofiev and Bartok and the UK premiere of a work by Olga Neuwirth. That starts at 7:30 tomorrow. Now on BBC Radio 3, it's just after 10 o'clock and it's time for World Roots with a final programme of highlights from this year's WOMAD Festival. It's introduced by Lucy Duran.
Well, with all the rain we've had for month after month this spring and summer, it looked like we were in for another WOMUD year, like the one we had back in 2007. But no, the sun came out, the water dried up and I think this has been the busiest WOMAD I've ever seen. We're told there are 37,000 festival goers here, and it certainly looks like it. It's been a very successful 30th anniversary WOMAD weekend, and here on Radio 3, we've been bringing you 12 hours of the best of this festival. And for this final highlights programme, I've chosen three more of my personal favourites. Later on, we'll hear some of the Sunday night set from the Siam Tent by veteran Malian singer and guitarist Boubacar Traoré, and we'll also feature the Algerian superstar Khalid. First, an artist who's long been something of a star in Azerbaijan, where she comes from, but her performance on the BBC Radio 3 stage was her UK debut. F-Roots magazine described Nazaket Teymurova as a magnificent, utterly world-class singer. And I'm very happy to go along with that description, and I'm sure you will be too when you hear her singing the classical Mugam repertoire of her country, Azerbaijan. One member of the audience came up to me afterwards and told me that her voice had blown him away and made him weep. And I'd say the whole audience was pretty spellbound by her music. So, from Friday afternoon at WOMAD on the Radio 3 stage, this is Nazaket Teymurova.
Varımdır vətənəm Necə ki bülbül şeydə aşıq olur çəmənə İndi Fərhad gərəydi Ya
Thank you.
That was the truly astounding voice of Nazaket Teymurova, a singer in the Mugam tradition of Azerbaijani classical music. And that was her UK debut performance right here at the Radio 3 stage on the Friday afternoon of WOMAD weekend. Now for another of my personal WOMAD favourites, Boubacar Traoré from Mali. I first met him in 1990 in Paris when he was living in one of the hostels for Malian immigrants on the outskirts of the city. He was about to release his first solo album on the Stern's label. But way before then, back in the 1960s, he made a name for himself with his song Mali Twist, which was an acoustic Malian version of, yes, The Twist. Karkar, as he's affectionately known in Mali, is a singer and guitarist with a soulful voice and beautiful, rather mournful, sad melodies that have earned him the epithet of Mali Bluesman. He's the soundtrack for Mali's ups and downs over the past 50 years since independence, and he's still going strong. So here from the Siam tent on the last afternoon of WOMAD 2012, all the way from Mali, is Boubacar Traoré.
Bonsoir! Thank you.
ni bon mali de non to e baba ni bon mali de non to e ko ni bon mali de non to e baba ni bon mali na moyo aya ko file mali de non
Well, I'm here with one of the great voices of Mali. His name is Boubacar Traoré. He's better known in Mali as Karkar, and that is how I am going to refer to him. He's backstage here at WOMAD, and we've just been listening to his music from his set late in the evening at the Siam tent. Karkar, I know that you've been playing your music for, well, since the days of independence in Mali, and you always play with your acoustic guitar, and you have your beautiful songs. Has your music changed a lot since the days of the 1960s when you first began performing?
Ça a beaucoup changé. Très, très, très bien. Ça a beaucoup changé complètement. Parce que les années 60...
My music has changed a lot since the 1960s. Back then, in the 1960s, I had songs like Mali Twist, Mariama, Kaiba, and others, which were huge success all over, not only in Mali, but in the entire region. And they were always the records that we'd asked for, that were requested on Saturdays and Sundays and on the radio.
J'ai laissé la musique pendant 20 ans.
I wasn't playing any music for 20 years, and the reason I started playing music again is that someone rediscovered me in Kai and invited me to come onto the ORTM, onto the national television of Mali, and I played there. People thought I was dead, but I wasn't dead. I was absolutely still alive. I played on TV, and a local cassette producer, because that's the only thing that was around at the time, asked me to come and record a series of songs, record a cassette, an album. And then I also did a session of 8 songs on the radio, of which one of the key songs was this song, Mariama. And that song, it was in 1980 time, was also the year that my wife, Françoise, died in childbirth. And it was the next year that I was invited to go to Europe and play in the UK. And this song, Mariama, was the song that sort of took me over there.
And are you going to play Mariama tonight?
Well, ça dépend, quoi. Ça dépend.
So, will I play it tonight? Well, it depends. Why not? It's the song that really established my career. It's the song that people know because it was England, it was this country that basically gave me a new lease of life, gave my career a new lease of life in 1991. This is when I came. I did loads of concerts here. I got to know loads of English people, like Lucy and others. And why not play Mariama? Perhaps I'll play it tonight just for the good memory of those times and because it's a song that's appreciated here. And it's a blues song as well, yeah.
So, Karkar, when you say it's a blues song, what exactly do you mean?
Well, parce que les blues...
Mariama, so Mariama is a very old song from where I come from, Kai. It's a song that's sung by the Kasonke people, who are the people of Kai. And traditionally it's played with a djembe, with percussion and instruments like that. But I played it on the guitar. So the reason I call it a blues song is because if I were to call it a danza song, nobody would understand what I'm talking about. Because the Americans have dominated with their language, the way people communicate, the right thing is to call it blues, and then people understand the kind of music I play if I call it the blues rather than any local style of music, which it is also at the same time.
So your songs, they tell stories, Karkar?
So my songs tell stories. They tell stories of sadness. They tell stories of suffering because I've suffered a lot. But Mariama is a song that is very much requested for many people. Even, for instance, when I play in front of ambassadors or various important African people, they demand this song all the time because it reminds them of their youth. So it's a very powerful song for that reason.
Karkar, I've always known you as Karkar, but everyone here is saying Boubacar Traoré. Why are you called Karkar?
Boubacar, ça c'est mon vrai nom de famille.
Okay, so Boubacar Traoré is my name, my proper name, but since the age of 14, I've been known as